This weekend, we had 200 people show up in Washington, D.C. and were banging drums and making noise and doing all this other kind of stuff. And of course, everybody was freaking out, at least on the left. They're like, this is another example of the white supremacists that are taking over. It's another attack on DC. And people are like, what the hell are you talking about? It's 200 guys in khakis. It's 200 guys in khakis who are literally marching around banging drums. It's not a threat in any way, shape, or form. But it's not about that. It's not about the threat. It's about the image. What are they trying to do? They're trying, because they've already said it. They said this before ice cream leader Biden was even installed. What did they say? They had bills in Congress to amend the definition of terrorism to essentially be white males. That's all it is. That's all it was. And so the quote-unquote attack on the Capitol, which was supposedly done by white supremacist males or whatever was the bougie statement, but they're continuing to try and use this narrative against people like you and me, people who have conservative values, people who don't want to be jabbed, people who don't want to bend the knee to the ice cream leader, to the two scoops. We don't want to do that. So we are a threat. So they have to come up with all these things to try and get us, to try and continue to box us in. Now I'm going to throw this image up in the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat, because everybody that saw it, because first of all, this group has supposedly been around since 2017, called the Patriot Front. And the SPLC seems to know about it. Nobody else knows about it. Nobody else knows about this. They're like, oh, the Patriot Front is showed up on the Capitol. And everybody was like, who in the hell is the Patriot Front? You notice the FBI training. I don't even care about that. Look at the FBI Training Academy in Quantico. Now look at the outfits. I don't have a good picture of them, but look at the outfits of the Patriot Front. Now take a look at the FBI training uniforms. That's why I'm saying the feds are getting lazy, man. The feds are getting lazy. Like, they ain't even trying. They just showed up with a bunch of American flags and these plastic, I don't know, shields? Or what they wanted to call shields. And this is supposed to be white supremacy. This is supposed to be some kind of threat that we need to continue to expand Patriot Act, law enforcement, domestic surveillance, all of that fun, fine stuff. Usually, if you do something like this, you're going to put more effort into it. But it literally seems like they just found guys at Quantico, threw some masks on them, and then told him to go march around for 2 hours. This is a better picture. Now that I showed you a picture of the feds training, take a look at the quote-unquote dangerous Patriot Front here in the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat. I mean, the only thing they did was put the knee pads on. Yes, if you notice, some guys are wearing knee pads, which are kind of funny. I know. Well, the reason why, Dusonia, that I made... if there was a more whiter color, it would have been translucent for the water bottle. I wanted it to be as white as possible. But if you look at the Quantico training, and then you look at the quote-unquote Patriot Front, it's a one-for-one copy. So we actually do have some audio. So hold on here. Here on the Battle Brief on the Crusade Channel, we were able to obtain some audio here. There's one B word that is very quick, so you might not even hear it, but everything else is clean. I've already listened to it. Here on the Bear, this is once again behind the scenes of the outfits getting ready at the Patriot Front.
Okay, everyone, can I have your attention, please? Quiet coyotes. I think we're all ready. We're all ready for the big event. So it's gonna be navy blue tops and khaki bottoms. If you're wearing jeans, don't bother showing up. Because if we don't match, it's not gonna be scary. If I see a bunch of people wearing khakis, then it's scary. But if it's a bunch of people wearing khakis and Fred wearing jeans, they're not gonna be scared. Now the aesthetic we're going for is Ku Klux Klan, bitch, but it's at Best Buy. You feel me? So we really need to lean into that aesthetic because that's what we've committed to, Fred. Furthermore, I saw the cutest little clear serving platters. They're like big clear plates at the Dollar Tree. And I went ahead and picked a bunch of those up, and I taped a little handle on the back. So we'll all have the cutest little shields. They're not actually good for protecting anything, but they do make us look like little.
All right, that's it. Guys, you realize this is a parody, right? You realize the guy's acting like a parody. This is not real. This is not real. Hold on. Some of you guys are like, I can't believe it. No, guys, this is not real. This is a guy pretending to do that. So everybody, calm down, y'all Gators are going off the reservation. He's making fun of the fact that they're all it's Best Buy Fed. But he does drop an F-bomb closer to the end. That's why we didn't hear the rest of it. But everybody, that's why I'm saying the feds are getting lazy. And don't tell me the feds can't do it. Because the Southern Poverty Law Center, which is working with them as well, says that this group, which was founded by a guy named Tommy Rousseau, which sounds kind of gay too, was founded in Dallas after Charlottesville. It's a failed psyop. It was a woker joke. Both. A woke joke, if you will. Now, people are asking, but you can't say everything that you don't like is a fed op. What are you talking about? We know the quote-unquote plot to kidnap Governor Whitmer, Dim Whitmer, total fed op. We know from the testimony of FBI agents that January 6th was led by Fed boys. We know at the last rally, whatever that was a couple weeks ago, the only people that showed up were feds. The fact that that was the case, they actually arrested a fed because there were so few actual people besides them. But they have to continue this narrative. They have to continue this narrative to try and do what? To continue to expand the security state on you and I.